Tether faces 42 MapLenders suit from Thai businessmen over frozen USDT. A group of Thai businessmen has filed suit against Tether over roughly $42 million in USDT. The company froze in connection with a pig butchering fraud case, according to a September 4, 2026 report from Cointelegraph. The case pushes a question the stablecoin industry has mostly avoided in court. When an issuer freezes tokens tied to alleged crime, who bears the loss if the freeze catches the wrong wallet, or if the money never comes back? Tether can freeze USDT because the token is centrally controlled. The issuer maintains a blacklist function on Ethereum, Tron, and other chains that lets it stop specific addresses from moving their balances. Tether has used it repeatedly at the request of law enforcement, freezing hundreds of millions in USDT tied to hacks, sanctions, and scams. That power is a selling point when it recovers stolen funds. It becomes a liability question when the people on the other end of a freeze say they are owed the money. The pig butchering backdrop. Pig butchering refers to long con investment fraud, where victims are groomed over weeks or months and steered into fake trading or crypto platforms before their deposits vanish. USDT is a common settlement layer for these operations because it moves fast, holds a stable value, and clears across borders without a bank in the loop. Freezing scam proceeds at the token level has become one of the few tools that can claw funds back after they leave a victim's control. The Thai plaintiffs are contesting the freeze rather than the fraud itself. The dispute centers on the $42 million in USDT that Tether locked and whether the businessmen have a claim to release it. The Cointelegraph report frames the suit as a direct challenge to Tether's authority to hold funds indefinitely once they are flagged. A blacklist is not a court order. Tether's blacklist is not a court order. It is a private company deciding, often on a law enforcement tip, to disable an address. The frozen tokens do not move to a victim or a government wallet. They sit inert on chain, still recorded as belonging to the blacklisted address but unable to move. There is no automatic legal process that adjudicates whether the freeze was correct or how long it should last. That design is what the lawsuit tests. If a court finds that Tether owes a duty to the address holder, or that an indefinite freeze without a ruling amounts to wrongful deprivation, it would reshape how issuers use the tool. If the court sides with Tether, it hardens the precedent that a centralized stablecoin can be locked on the issuer's judgment alone, with the burden falling on the account holder to prove entitlement. The trust question for stablecoin holders. For anyone who treats USDT as cash, the case is a reminder that a centrally issued stablecoin carries counterparty risk that self-custodied assets do not. Bitcoin cannot be frozen by its issuer because it has none. USDT can. The same control that lets Tether help recover stolen money also means any USDT balance is, in principle, freezable if it gets flagged, correctly or not. That distinction matters for people who spend stablecoins day to day. A growing number of stablecoin-focused cards let users hold and spend USDT and USDC directly, and several custodial card programs settle in Tether behind the scenes. Those users are relying on the token staying liquid. A freeze, whether tied to their own funds or to an upstream counterparty, is the kind of event that can strand a balance with no card-level recourse. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet reduce the number of custodians between you and your money, but they do not remove the issuer's freeze power over the token itself. The suit lands during a broader push to formalize stablecoin rules. Regulators from Singapore to Japan have proposed reserve and licensing regimes this year, and questions of issuer liability sit at the center of that debate. A court ruling on when Tether can and cannot lock funds would give that debate a concrete data point rather than a hypothetical.